We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Justin Boyd, Boyton is you and the concubines.
What up, everybody? B. Mitch and Finley, 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're holding it down in the Navy Yard studios. Our guy Landfill has a day off. I just figured out why, B.
Right.
He's partying. You know why?
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger officially announced his retirement.
I think he's the one that announced it for him. I see what's going on.
I wouldn't be stunned if Landfill's up in Pittsburgh I think having a party.
I think Landfill tries to act like he doesn't like Ben, but I really think he and Ben are homies, and they're hanging out.
They go way back.
I think he flew out last night to go to Pittsburgh, and he's going to be hanging out with Ben tonight.
Indeed.
Ben's going to be throwing him some short passes.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me. Congrats to Ben Roethlisberger. I imagine he will be in Canton someday. Two-time Super Bowl winner. Really a hell of a quarterback for a long time. Uh-oh. You have a look on your face.
I'm just figuring this out. Broncos have been a big-time place that many people think that that Aaron Rodgers may land. And they are hiring Nathaniel Hackett, who's been the OC in Green Bay the last three seasons. Are they working something out here?
If I was Denver and I wanted to get Aaron Rodgers, I would go find the exact guy I think Aaron would like to play for.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, I don't know what Aaron's into. Like, Alex Trebek's no longer with us. You can't hire him.
Yep.
Pat McAfee's making too much money doing media. I don't think you could hire him. I don't know who else his friends are.
Nathaniel Hackett.
I think Nathaniel Hackett's a good place to start.
There you go.
I tell you what, if we see them, if they sign Randall Cobb, evidently Randall Cobb means a lot to Aaron Rodgers. And who was the tight end that they got real mad about? That they cut?
I don't think
Tongan?
I don't think he got many more jobs after that. That was his buddy who they cut a few years ago, but I don't think that guy was employed, so he can't really discuss that one anymore.
Yeah, he might. I think if you're Denver and you're trying to go all in to land Aaron Rodgers, might as well hire Nathaniel Hackett. Now, if you don't get Aaron Rodgers and then you got Nathaniel Hackett, it's possible you just rehired Adam Gase, like an OC for a star quarterback that maybe the OC's got it, maybe he doesn't.
Yeah. I'll just go out on a limb and say Hackett is better than Gase.
You know what, B? I'll go on the limb with you. If nothing else, he doesn't have boogity eyes. So.
Oh, man. Hilarious.
I'm
sitting here and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Nathaniel Hackett. Green Bay. Oh, ding, ding, ding. That's been a landing spot that's been discussed probably more than anywhere else Denver has.
Yeah.
And also, I would think that there's some, I'm sure John Elway has some line of communication with Aaron Rodgers. That may be the new place where all the top quarterbacks go at the end of their career. And John Elway can just sit there and use that. Look, these quarterbacks, that's a fraternity that not other athletes get to fit in.
I mean, it'd be silly to think Elway and Rodgers don't have some type of relationship on some super surface level. I mean, I think they're both California kids. Rodgers went to Cal. Elway went to Stanford. Maybe they hate each other. It's an old college rivalry. I don't know.
Yeah, they might hate each other as far as college rivalries.
But sure.
For some reason, when you get to the next level and you get into that fraternity, that bygones be bygones, because you want to know everything you can about everything you can. And how do you find out stuff? Veteran quarterbacks, younger quarterbacks.
Now, I'll say this, though. I think Denver needed to hire an offensive guy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vic Fangio, I think if Fangio went as a head coach to a team that had a good quarterback, a good offense in place, I think he could be a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
But Fangio's not your guy for a team without a quarterback. So if I was Denver, with all the weapons they have, with Judy and Sutton and that kid Tim Patrick's really good, I like their running back situation. They've got a good defense. I like to hack it higher, even if you don't get Rodgers, because you need an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, my first call would have been Byron Leftwich. I think Leftwich is going to get this Jags job.
I'm hearing rumors about that.
I know a lot of people would say Eric Bieniemy. For whatever reason, he's just not getting jobs. Maybe it's completely unfair, but he's getting a ton of interviews now. It's not a lack of interviews anymore. I'm sure there's other offensive minds, but I think the Packers' offense has been good, and you need an offensive person. And if it happens to get you Aaron Rodgers, all the better.
Hey.
I don't think it's an accident.
The thing of you do this. You get who you think is the best, and if they just happen to have a relationship with the guy that's the top quarterback that possibly would be out there, and you can get him, you get him. If it works, it works, but you still got somebody that's good at what they do. Or at least you hope.
Sure. I also think now a lot of folks are saying that if Rodgers goes to Denver, think about just that division all of a sudden, B.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes, Herbert, Rodgers.
But you know what? Listen, man, I'll say this. I heard different shows talk about how people should want to go where it's the easier route. That's not how top-level athletes think. Top-level athletes think about, I want to go against the best of the best and beat them every damn time. That's the mindset. I see Aaron Rodgers wanting to run there to compete in that division. Because as an older quarterback still with some pop, he feels, hey, I can show these young bucks something.
They got legal weed, too. Just saying, Rodgers looks like a dude. I have no idea what Aaron Rodgers is into.
They're not testing too much anymore, so there's no problem.
Yeah, but like in Wisconsin, I don't know what the weed situation is in Wisconsin. Colorado.
I'm sure in Wisconsin.
Every other store.
I'm sure in Wisconsin, if he wants some, he's not being bothered.
It's probably a good point.
Yeah. They're probably bringing it to him.
Here's your guy. Jake Kumerow. Should the Denver Broncos sign Jake Kumerow? Look out, because A-Rod's coming to town. Apparently, Jake Kumerow was the player that got released that really made Rodgers mad when he decided to start throwing a hissy fit. Shout out to Heather McDonough for sending
what
that
to
us.
What is Jake Kumerow doing right now?
Probably chilling.
Is he? If he's not.
Cody, look up where Jake Kumerow is.
Is he on somebody's roster? That would be somewhere to start.
I will guess he's not.
So if he's not on somebody's roster, then the question is, Aaron, what the hell are you tripping on?
Legal mushrooms. They have that in Oregon, I think. I heard. I haven't been to Oregon in a while.
I've been to Oregon.
Did you do any mushrooms?
No, I didn't do anything. I was high on the golf.
He played for Buffalo.
Was he on their roster this season?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So,
how many catches he had?
2 catches, 28 yards.
Oh, wow.
16, 17 games?
Looks like 15 games.
All right, so he's a special teamer.
14 yards per catch.
It's pretty good.
But he averaged like one yard a game.
We had Jimmy Johnson on the radio yesterday. He had 2 touchdown catches and 7 yards.
Which one you rather?
In a season. I'd rather have
the
scores.
2 touchdown catches.
You'd always rather score in all walks of life. I think the Hackett hire makes sense on the baseline of they needed an offensive guy and went to a successful offense and got a guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just on the baseline level.
Now, I'll say this. Denver has two damn good receivers.
Supposed to be. I mean, I think this past year, actually, I'll pull it up before I just. I thought Tim Patrick was really good for them.
Tim Patrick is real good.
Everybody knows what Jerry Jeudy was at Bama, certainly. Cortland Sutton was.
Sutton and.
SMU or TCU?
Sutton and Patrick are the two that I'm talking about. I wasn't even talking about Jeudy.
Okay.
But you get Jeudy there. You get a legitimate quarterback.
And they got Noah Fant, the tight end.
You get a legitimate quarterback, those three receivers, and Noah Fant.
Listen to these offensive weapons.
Aaron Rodgers can't put some numbers up there?
Listen to these offensive weapons for Denver. Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy. Their second tight end, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. They call him Albert O. He's the big kid out of Missouri.
Try to pronounce the name, JP. Come on, give it a try.
He wore number 85. Is that good? Call him 85.
Not good enough.
You want me to try?
Yeah.
All right. Albert Aquagugbunum.
Okay.
Albert Aquagbunum. Now you try. Here, this name right here.
I'm about to pull it up.
All right. Albert O for the Broncos. Number 85. Number 85 in your program. Number one in your hearts. But dude,
Aquagbunum.
Okay. Aquagbunum it is. They got talent. And that's before we even talk about their. They have a two running back system.
Bunham.
Sure. Javonte Williams was a rookie, I believe, and really good. Melvin Gordon, running back, used to be with the Chargers, both played well. Both of their running backs had over 900 yards rushing. Both of their running backs went over 1,100 total yards for the season. Combined 17 touchdowns from the running backs. You had two receivers over 700 yards, a tight end with almost 700. They got horses, man.
Yeah.
They got horses and a good defense. They went 7-10 last year playing in arguably the toughest division in the NFL, probably the NFC West, but the AFC West is probably right after that. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. Is it hard for Rodgers to go there and win? Sure. But, like, he can't care about that. He's got to walk in there doing the Sam Cassell dance, say, oh, Justin Herbert, he's cute. Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, I've heard of him. I'm Aaron Bleeping Rodgers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's the way, and to be honest, that is the way top-level athlete think. They don't think, oh, I got to go against them. They think, who gives a damn? I'm belling all of them. If you don't think that way, you'll never be successful to a certain level. You have to think like that. And does Aaron Rodgers seem like he lacks confidence?
He does not strike me as a fella that lacks confidence,
so,
Brian.
I mean, he probably saying, oh, he probably listening to people saying, well, you know, he should try to stay, go somewhere in the NFC because it'll be an easier route. He wouldn't have to face all these top-notch quarterbacks. He probably say, who the hell y'all think I am? I am the top-notch quarterback.
Right. Yeah, that's
if I was in this position, I will find the toughest division.
And I don't know. Seek it out. I would find the best place for me. And if that happens to be there,
that's what I'm
fine.
Saying. Best place for me with some talent. He could put numbers up with that football team. And the way he likes to run his offense fast, he'll have a lot of defensive linemen bending over.
Especially if he gets used to that altitude.
Mm. Yeah, but you know,
and apparently, you know, he's high fairly often, so
altitude,
I think the altitude would be no problem.
Doesn't really make a difference in the game,
as long as you get there within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Lot to discuss today. We got name stuff to discuss. We got Congress. Congress. We're a heavy political show.
Congress said, "Oh, so you put your number? We're gonna throw a number out there too."
Name stuff, stadium stuff, wide receiver stuff.
Just a lot of stuff.
We got a Caps interview today. Our guy, Garnet Hathaway. I respect the hell out of Garnet.
I'm going to call him Garnet Ali.
I respect the hell out of Garnet. No, our normal day with Garnet is Wednesday. Yesterday, if you missed any of it, you should get on the Odyssey app, track down the podcast. We celebrated the 26 Super Bowl winning team, Washington Redskins, the whole damn show.
We did that so much we forgot another thing happened yesterday. Kobe Bean.
I don't know that we forgot it, but we were trying for a positive vibes only show. Yeah. We had an interview with Joe Gibbs, which Cody was telling me has already been downloaded a lot. We had an interview with Gary Clark, interview with Monty Coleman. Jimmy Johnson called in. David Aldridge called in. It was a really great, fun celebration of a terrific football team that doesn't get the credit it deserves. In the process, we normally have Caps Wednesday, where we talk to Garnet Hathaway. We asked Garnet if he wouldn't mind moving to Thursday. He agreed, no problem, because he's a good dude. Now, he agreed knowing that it's going to be the morning after a game that he's supposed to call and talk with us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no problem. He probably didn't know he was going to get into a big old fist fight at the end of the game.
I think he kind of was leaning towards it because he normally gets into him.
That's true.
I mean, I think he could be my brother from another mother.
I mean, you and Garnet really have a lot in common. We're going to all get on the golf course this summer. But Garnet easily could have skipped out on this interview because it's not our normal day. And the Caps have been scuffling, man. They're not playing good hockey right now. And then Garnet gets in a big fight. Not who he is. Not what he's about. We spoke with him earlier this morning. We're going to run that interview later today. It was fantastic. He opens up kind of about everything there is to discuss there. Our friend Peter Rosenberg will join us later today. Plus, we have Bleep You Thursday at 1 o'clock. There's also some pretty important news from McDonald's or MacDonald's, depending who you're talking to, that I want to get to, Brian.
Yep.
They're
changing the Big Mac to the Big Mick.
No, sir. That would be against McDowell's trademark. But there's some positional stuff within the NFC East I want to discuss. The Giants named their general manager yesterday and in turn revealed their plans at quarterback. And it seems like we can at least cross one quarterback needy team off the list. That's good news for Washington.
Don't believe everything he said yesterday, though.
That's fine, but I believe one thing he said. Not for the reasons he said it, but I believe one thing he said. As it pertains to Deshaun Watson.
Okay, I can understand that one. But the other one, I wouldn't believe that because if he's doing that, he's saying I'll be fired in 3 years.
We're going to do that at 11 a.m. I played 3 games of paddle tennis last night. My lower back is on fire. I've eaten nothing. I just slammed this can of Mountain Dew. I'm debating having another one. So things could get a little nuts today.
I mean, old people like you should not be playing 3 games of table of a paddle tennis. You should go home and lay on your recliner like old people do. Just chill.
I was on fire through 2 games.
Yeah, your back's on fire
well.
Now.
So we had 2 league games, and then the third was a tournament game. 2-0 going into the tournament game. Got our clocks cleaned.
Yeah.
Clock cleaned. I think it was 6-2, 6-1. Yeesh. So we're out of the tournament. Bad news. Good news. 2-0 in the league.
Huh? How can you be out the tournament and be 2-0?
League play versus tournament play. Here's what I've learned. I am too old to have 3 consecutive paddle matches. Like, we got to reschedule these joints. Herman Singh, if you're listening, we got to reschedule these joints.
Nah, Herman, just tell him get in better shape.
Herman was also playing with one eye. My partner got blasted in the eye with a ball, and I was like, dude, can you keep going? He's like, yeah, I'll see. Well,
did he see?
As a matter of fact, you won't.
He was seeing half the way, wasn't he?
We found a bottle of Tito, so in the end.
Herman can see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's lost is now found.
There you go.
There's name news. There's name news. There's stadium news. There's lots of kind of territorial news today that I want to discuss. The Washington football team's releasing their new name in less than a week, man. This thing is coming. 2-2-22. Internet ninjas won't be stopped, however. I'm going to explain what that means about the new Washington football team name next on B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you listen to our podcast, you definitely want to listen today.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Special.
Right, Cotto?
Special one today.
All right. But right now, there's some news out there in the universe. I want to credit this dude, Larry Legend.
Larry Bird?
No, not Larry Bird. I got to find this now.
Larry Bird is Larry Legend. Nobody else could get that name. But
there's
Larry
a dude Bird. On Twitter that's Larry Legend.
Well, you need to change that name to something else. Larry Bird is Larry Legend.
All right, hang on. Let me find this tweet because I want to do it correctly. You're right. This dude's name, son of a... Cody, do you not have this thing? All right, so here's what happened. There's internet ninjas out there, mm-hmm. and they're going to find everything, okay? So there's a gentleman out there named Larry Legend BTW. That's his Twitter handle. I want to properly credit him. He's not Larry Bird. He has found the Washington Commanders nickname. If you remember, there was WashingtonCommanders.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was purchased the same day the team announced they were going to look at their options for a new name, way back July mm-hmm. of 2020, which ironically was the day I was guest hosting on the show in the middle of the summer where I thought it was going to be super slow. Wasn't slow that day, B.
Mm-hmm.
So that domain was originally bought by a company called Namecheap, and the domain, the URL domain, has since been transferred to Mark Monitor, the same company the NFL uses for all of their domains. This was as of 7:34 p.m. last night.
Mm-hmm.
Good work by Larry Legend, BTW, for finding this. The problem with the internet is there's receipts for everything, man. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the internet. All I want to say here, and this is not a back pat. That's it, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I've been sitting up here saying Commanders for months.
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm making it up?
You lean towards it.
I think it's going to be Commanders. I've thought that for a long time.
Hmm?
This certainly...
You think it. I think it. I think I've had people now start saying it. And certain people that kind of... make certain faces when you're around them.
Sure.
And you ask questions, you realize that they're either hiding or afraid to say something.
My favorite thing now is I tell people, blink twice if it's Commanders, and then they try not to blink, which is a funny little bit. So speaking of social media, listen, the people at Sports Extra are my boys, right? Todd Bradley is my boy. We love those guys. People that think, so I firmly believe that the folks over at DC, I think it's DC Sports Fan that tweeted this out. Let me look. Yeah, here we go. Sports Extra, @sports_extra_, tweeted out a picture. Have you seen this, B? It's just a whole bunch of boxes that say Red Hogs Football.
That right there was completely garbage.
I think they're just messing around. I think
whether they're messing around or whatever, because Nike sends the
equipment. Hold on. Let me just read the tweet, okay? We're not trying to ruin any surprises here, but this shipment just arrived from UPS. Not sure if it was supposed to be delivered here. Just called UPS, and they are coming back to get it. Either way, let's go Red Hogs. And it's a box. It's boxes, multiple boxes of what look like T-shirts and hoodies that say Red Hogs Football and Washington Red Hogs. Okay?
Yeah.
Nowhere on any of these shirts is there an NFL shield
or
a Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people bought this?
No, but look at the name on the box.
Sport Tech.
Sport Tech is not Nike.
And Gildan.
It's not Nike.
Port Authority. God bless people that are so gung-ho on this stuff, but just take a breath, man. And look, these shirts, I would love this Washington Redhawks hoodie. It might even be like a hoodie t-shirt. I want one of those t-shirt, Todd. I will pay you for it in American currency. I want one of those. I think it would be awesome, okay? And get B-Mitch one while we're at it. Get Cody a t-shirt. But if you look at that and think that is some sort of giveaway on what the name is going to be on 2222, you're grasping. Oh, you're either brick dumb. You're either dumb as a brick.
I think they're smarter than others because...
No, they're smart as hell to send this tweet out and mess with people.
People show ran with it.
I think for Sports Extra, it's entirely funny, and they did a good job messing with folks. If you looked at this picture and believed that was a leak, did you see this picture, B? Does that look like a leaked NFL apparel?
First of all, let me ask you a question. Something come to your house, and it wasn't supposed to be yours. You're going to open up the boxes, set them up into a perfect way to take a picture, and you're going to send it out and say, oh, this box came here, wasn't supposed to come. Oh, I opened the box and I put some things over here to make sure I could take a picture. But no, you would automatically know it's not your stuff and tell them it's not your stuff. Not after you set them up to take the picture.
I think... At sports underscore extra underscore. I'm giving them credit because it's funny. They made something out of nothing, and it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you looked at that.
And say, oh, that is the new name. You crazy.
Mm-mm. I mean, dude, somebody said, I'm not saying that this means the name is Redhawks, but to rule this as fake simply for the fact that it's Nike, that it's not a Nike shirt is hogwash. Think
well,
about
I would
it.
Think that that's total BS because if you think that some other company going to be sending out stuff that Nike, that's one thing Nike is not going to allow is you to be, have somebody else putting out the name of something before they can benefit off of it. So, yes, it's all wash. And, yes, you can rule it as fake because there's not a Nike swoosh on it.
Now, somebody's saying you think all the free giveaway shirts are all going to be Nike? I don't know. But I don't think they're going to say Redhawks.
Hey, because you believed it, believe it. But don't try to dismiss what somebody else is saying. It's not going to be Redhawks.
Now, Scott is in Roundhill and wants to talk about the domain name transfer. What's up, Scott?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch.
What up, brother?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, man. So I'm listening to you guys, listening to you every day. I love the show.
Appreciate it.
I've been looking at the DNS names for a little while, right? So whenever you have a website, you know, whether it's WashingtonFootballTeam.com, you got to register that somewhere so computers know where to go on the internet. Every website's always registered. The register of Mark Monitor doesn't really mean a whole lot for or against that being the team name, right? There are thousands of companies that use Mark Monitor, NFL being one of them. But simply the fact that Mark Monitor is listed as the domain name registrant doesn't mean a whole lot. Just means that they're trying to hide who actually owns that domain, which is, again, a common practice.
I gotcha. So transferring from one domain owner, one domain registrar to another is not a big deal is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
If we saw that the domain name owner was actually like NFL or, you know, Washington Redskins, Washington Football Team, whatever their actual business company name is now, was listed as the owner, that's huge. But the sheer fact that it's listed under Mark Monitor doesn't mean a whole lot. Like Microsoft's domains, a lot of those are listed under Mark Monitor, right? It's just a way for companies to try to hide who's actually owning the domain.
That's cool. I still think it's Commanders, and I've thought that for a long time. But that's useful information, Scott, and I appreciate you.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be Commanders as well. Just thought I'd clear the air on that.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Scott. I think the Red Hawks thing is really funny from Sports Extra. I don't think folks should get up in arms about it. It appears the domain name thing is not as big of a deal as some are making it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily, it doesn't guarantee anything.
It now, doesn't guarantee, but it doesn't completely dismiss things either.
Cody, what does Kyle Shanahan say about guarantees? It's something to the effect of, I can't even guarantee we'll all be on this planet
tomorrow.
So nobody's guaranteeing anything, but I think.
Yep. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Well, there's one fella. Keep singing, because there's one fella that knows.
Who's that?
Jesus. Isn't that how the song goes?
Right, well, I'm just saying. But nobody else out there knows. That's all I'm saying.
I had an interesting conversation yesterday with Santana Moss, Joe Theismann, and Moises Linares about the name. And I want to bring up kind of, if I got one message from former players, and I want to ask you this, B, also.
Mm-hmm.
Joe T and Santana seem to have one thing in mind about the name that really is their ask of fans going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to hear if you agree. Plenty more coming next. B. Mitch and Finley. Love this song. B.
What up?
Professor Hayes on Twitter sent me a tweet. Try to say that right for you, Richmond John.
Mm-hmm.
He says, JP, you can't tell me B. Mitch doesn't know the name already. Press him.
You can press me all you want.
Cody, what have we made abundantly clear what we think the name's going to be?
The Jugs.
What do we love? That's a different answer.
No, you love
what
the
do
jugs.
We love?
We love the jugs.
What do we think the name's going to be?
The Commanders.
I don't know. Here's what's so dumb.
And you've said that before they ever came out with the announcement that they're going to do something on 2222.
I've said it since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned as a reporter is when you just say something, it's like, oh, okay. Now, if I said, I think it's going to be the Jugs per source, that would be a thing. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, just saying, I think it's going to be the Commanders. Pretty confident.
But don't you think there's some sort of thing out there people are going to start calling them the Commies? Don't you think that at all?
Yep.
And don't you think they've thought about that and said, well, we can't go that route? There's a negative connotation to what the nickname could possibly be.
It's possibly out there, but...
Whatever the name is at this point, they ain't changing it. They're too far down the road. Mm-hmm. It is 12722. 2222 is 6 days away.
Mm-hmm.
This is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. The road, the snow is plowed, and they're driving down that road. Right?
I'm with you.
Now, interesting conversation yesterday with Joe T and Santana. And the one thing both those guys kind of asked is, chill with the negativity on social media, which... It's kind of impossible on social media.
Which kind of means that should have kept it to themselves because now it's not going to chill. Those that don't even care are going to be the ones talking the most.
So here's the thing, and I'm curious what you think, B. The initial response is going to be, this is the worst, what are you doing? Right? Like, that's just how the internet works.
I think no matter what the name is, there's going to be a small fraction of people who are going to be the loudest that's going to say that.
Now, there might be some folks that like it.
Yeah.
To me, and I can't stress this enough, and I hope they nailed it, it's all going to depend on the logo and the gear. If the gear is fresh, Jeff Walker for president is going to buy it. People are going to be into it. If the jerseys are dope and you can get a really cool hoodie and there's cool zip-ups and the logo is cool, people are going to be into it.
I think that's going to I think the gear, people buying the gear is one thing. People completely buying into it is a different thing. And I think the buying into it is not going to happen on the announcement day. And I think that's what the team has to understand. And that is also what the fans have to understand. But the team has to understand that they hold the key to making this thing go faster than slower. Because if the results are the same as they've been, 15 years from now, we'll still be talking about the name and what people thought it should have been, this, that, and the other. If they start having better results, we're talking about the team. People are buying the gear. We're not even mentioning the name.
I agree. If Matt Corral comes in here and you go 11-6 next year and you make it to the second round of the playoffs, smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. I do think there's going to be an immediate push for gear. Basically, when a big name player changes teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom Brady's a really obvious example, but like when Tom Brady went to Tampa, his jersey immediately becomes the best selling jersey in the NFL. Why? Because it's new, right? Like if, say, Devontae Adams signed with the Falcons this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
The Devontae Adams Falcons jersey would immediately vault into the top three, maybe the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
Yeah.
Washington's going to have an advantage because February is not a big time for new jersey purchases. Mm-hmm. Because if your team's in the playoffs, you've already got your jersey. If you don't have a jersey, you're waiting for free agency or the draft to get a new one. But as long as Washington rolls out fresh gear and you can order a new McLaurin jersey or a new Chase Young jersey, or what I think they should do is roll out some classics, roll out a 30 with Mitchell on the back, roll out a 21 with Taylor on the back, roll out an 84 with Clark on the back, those will sell fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a good chance on Valentine's Day, 12 days after 2-2, Terry McLaurin's the highest-selling jersey in the NFL. Because while it may be a smaller number than it once was, there's still a lot of Washington football team fans out there, and a lot of them are going to want the freshest new jersey they can get. And I think right now, McLaurin's probably number one on the list. Maybe it's Chase. Maybe it's John Allen. Maybe it's Antonio Gibson. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing I see, though, you're talking about a regular situation. This is not necessarily a regular situation. A lot of people love the team still. They still don't buy the product. Even if the new product comes, a lot of people are going to still love the team. They won't buy the product. I think more people start buying the product when it's connected to something that's more positive. This is just what the circumstances has presented.
I think if there's, and obviously these numbers are bigger, if there's 100 Washington football team fans,
mm-hmm.
I think 15 or 20 of them will be buying gear immediately, 2-2-22. I think another 40 will buy gear over the course of the summer. So you're going to get to like 60% of fans have new stuff. The other 40, they might just wait. It's the same 40 that's not going to games. It's the same 40 that's just waiting for them to become a competent, stable playoff organization.
It was 40, but I think that 40 is growing now. And I think after this,
it might be 50. It might be 60.
But I think they're going to be those people who are going to wait and see. Well, we got a new name. What are we doing with this quarterback thing? What are we doing with this? What are we doing with that? You know, for me, just like you were saying about Joe and Tanner, I've always said, I don't care what the name is. You know, you get a name, and then you start seeing what happens, what transpires. Are they moving in the right direction? You know, and as you see that, your level of pride begins to grow. That's how you lock people in. Just telling them to lock in and just support before they've seen too many years of it not being done the way you say they're going to do it.
You're totally right. The amount of people that are just riding with them no matter what is dwindling.
Very much.
You got to convince folks. When we return, let's check in on our friends in New York City and what that could mean for the Washington football team. Plus, coming up, we got to talk McDonald's, and we got to talk about wide receiver situation for the Washington football team. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.